Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well. Enjoying today's show immensely. Been a lot of fun, hitting a lot of different topics. We covering it all today.
But you're flying around, man.
I am indeed flying around the way some of the Colorado folks hope their defenses do the same. I'm Pat Surtain today, I guess. So
there you go.
Yeah, can't do better than that. He's my pick. I agree with Ian St. Clair, at least on that one. He's my pick for defensive player of the year in the NFL, but we'll see what happens. Hey, let's open up with the Broncos. Been just finished talking Broncos with Kyle Newman a little earlier. This is clearly the game against a team with talent, the first game against a team with talent that the Broncos have faced. You know, I'm asking everybody, it's the preseason, they didn't have over, are they done prepping? Looks like, talking to Kyle last segment, I know you listened to the show, that they'll be getting some players back. How do you see this one? When it opened up, San Francisco was an underdog in this game, and I think when Trey Lance got hurt and they realized he wouldn't play, they went to the favorites, and I agree with that.
Yeah, I do too. This is a San Francisco team that, at least right now, is certainly a better team with Jimmy G at the helm than they were with Trey Lance. And the other factor in that line movement is George Kittle being cleared to play this weekend for the first time all season.
Huge.
Michael, I know Denver really, really needs this game. And it's a home crowd, and it's a big game there on Sunday night. But I think this San Francisco team, at the end of the day, is just going to be too much for them. They know Russ from playing in that same division. And I think the Niners do cover the 1.5 against the Broncos, man. Sorry, it looks like another grim weekend for Colorado football.
Well, I'm on the same side, and it's one of my official picks. We're not just saying what we think on this game. I actually believe the Niners will win. I liked it even better earlier in the week when they were the underdog, but it's gone to 1.5, as you mentioned. Colorado opening up league play against UCLA. They're psyched to try to get something to turn the season around, feel good about themselves. They're 21.5-point underdogs. That seems large, but I got to say, like you, I think UCLA covers.
Yeah, I took them as one of my official 15-45 picks, and part of the rationale for me is this Colorado team just hasn't shown anything on either side of the ball to make me think that they can compete with, you know, even a middle of the pack team there in a Power Five conference. Until they prove me different, Michael, I've got to keep fading this team. They burnt me the first 2 weeks. I thought, well, they can't be that bad, and they were worse than that. So, yeah, I've got. I think UCLA does enough to get that number covered.
Yeah, I agree, and it's one of my official picks. Also, I'm opening Pac-12 play. The Buffs don't cover. They're certainly, I don't believe, have a shot, really much of a shot to win at this point. Well, interesting to see if they play Josh McCown. We'll talk to Adam Munsteiger about that next. That might give them a better chance. Let's look at the other local game of interest, Colorado State and Sacramento State. Colorado State, an underdog to a FCS team, Sacramento State, but this is a ranked Sacramento State team. And certainly the Jay Norvell era, for all the excitement, has not produced. No one's jumping off the bandwagon, but it's surprising how much they have struggled.
Yeah, that's quite a trick, because Norvell leaves Nevada, and now Nevada is terrible, but he comes to Colorado State, they're still terrible. I don't really know. I don't know if it's his system is either yet to buy in on it completely there, but for whatever reason, it just hasn't clicked yet. You know, this is one of those situations where casual bettors might see an FCS team against an FBS squad and laying points and think, oh well, you absolutely have to take the school from the bigger division. But I think that number is the way it is for a reason. This is a good FCS team in Sacramento State. This is another team, Colorado State, Michael. They just haven't shown me any ability to do it. I'm going to take Sac State in this one.
Yeah, I would lean towards. Towards until they show me different. I've seen 3.5 and 2.5 in this game. I'm going to stay optimistic and say Colorado State at least makes this a nail biter and maybe gets their first win. We'll see. Certainly, it's hardly a gimme, like you say. Casual fan wouldn't know. about that. All right, let's get to your picks. Make sure we get all of your picks in, and then we'll do mine, and we'll hit some of the big games, I'm sure, as we do that.
All right. Well, this is one that I talked about with my other pick there earlier today. It's the Iowa Rutgers. That number's actually gone up from 33.5 to 34. And these are two teams that really struggle offensively and really do a good job defensively. I know that number is very scary at 34. It's the lowest total since 2015. However, if you miss it the first time, I'll go over because it is worth saying. Since 2011, FBS games with a total of 37.5 or less have gone 17-2-1 to the under. In other words, when they set a number that low, there's a really good reason. I'm going to ride that trend in that Iowa-Rutgers game. It's not going to be a pretty game to watch, but it should be a pretty game to cash our tickets. The game closest to me here today, Michael, is going to be those surprising, and I know you mentioned it earlier, Rock Chalk, the Jayhawks, entertaining the Duke Blue Devils, first sellout in Lawrence since 2019. And that doesn't really count because about 70% of the fans were K-State fans. I was at that game. So this is the first legitimate sellout in a long time for Kansas. These teams are both 3-0, but Michael, Duke has played a much easier schedule than KU. I think this team might be just a little bit for real. Give me KU -7. I'll take Indiana +16.5 over Cincinnati. I think the Hoosiers defense does just enough of this depleted Cincinnati offense. East Carolina, I know one of your favorites, Michael, the Pirates, playing a dreadful Navy team today. Laying a big number, 17.5. I'm not afraid of it at all. This is a Navy team that lost to Delaware and averaged less than 3 yards per carry along the way. Not a good sign. East Carolina -17.5. Charlotte, perhaps the worst defense in college football. They're going up against the Gamecocks today. I've got the over 67 there. Turn into the diamond. How about a little Philly, Atlanta, under 8, Kyle Wright and Bailey Falter, two guys that are pitching very well right now. We'll take the over 6.5 in Toronto and Tampa Bay. This Toronto team, they're either scoring a bunch or they're giving up a bunch. The under has hit just once in their last 8 games. And despite their depleted defense, I still like the Bills. That offense is a machine right now. I like them laying 4.5 over the Dolphins. And I will take those surprising Detroit Lions +1.5. I know +5.5, rather. I know Cousins is very good in the middle of the afternoon on Sundays. I think this Lions team does enough to keep it close. They may not win, but I think they get the cover. And I'll take Tampa Bay -1 at home over Green Bay with a Rodgers-led offense that really hasn't started to hit on all cylinders yet. I think that Tampa Bay defense and Tom Brady, of course, will do enough there.
I like your Lions pick, and I almost picked that game, but my picks are these: UCLA to cover the 21.5 against Colorado, Tennessee, one of my big-time preseason favorites here to make a big splash and even make a run at the college football playoffs, but not quite get there. Favored by 10.5 over Florida. There's a revenge game. It's a sellout. This Tennessee's been waiting for this for a long time. We don't know if the Florida quarterback Richardson can actually pass. No touchdown passes, 4 interceptions. I got Tennessee in that one, even though it's a large number. It shouldn't be that large. And I got Wyoming +21 to cover at Brigham Young. Wyoming's kind of a rugged bunch. Not flashy, and they keep the scores down. I think they can stay within 21 with Brigham Young on those picks. And I think, NFL. San Francisco -1.5 at the Broncos. I'll take San Francisco. I'll take Kansas City Chiefs -5.5 at a woeful Indy team. I can't believe there's less than a touchdown. Baltimore -2.5 at New England. And I'll take the Eagles, who are looking terrific with Jalen Hurts, -6.5 at the Washington Commanders. Final minute here. Let's get to the Stanley Cup odds. The Avalanche Open Training Camp, we did a whole segment on that earlier today. Who are the favorites, and do you see the Avs repeating?
Yeah, I really do. I think this is a good Avs team. They're at +400 to win the Stanley Cup. That's the lowest odds on anybody, and I think that's for a reason. I love the upgrades that they made on the defense. I think you're at least a push on the goalie. I think, you know, perhaps the offense takes a small step back, but it's hard to lose games when you don't allow many goals. So I think the Avs will be just fine. I've got Toronto coming out of the Atlantic. The Panthers and Lightning both lost a lot more personnel. The Leafs, I think, replaced Campbell with Murray. I think that's at least a push. So I'll take them at plus 900 in the Pacific. I've got Edmonton coming out of there. They were able to keep all their main pieces together, and they brought in the aforementioned Jack Campbell. That's a major upgrade in the goal between Koskinen and Mike Smith. That was the Achilles heel of that team all year last year. And I've got Carolina coming out of the Metropolitan plus 1,400. They added Burns and Pacioretty. I think that's a great upgrade for a team that is already pretty good. So, as far as taking a big winner, you know, it's not just because it's the homer pick here in Colorado. I'll take the Avs to repeat. Why not, Michael?
Why not? And right now it looks good, and we'll see what happens as the season progresses when they play it on the ice, not on the paper or on the air. Hey, Scott Steen, Winners and Whiners, thank you. We'll talk next week.
Always a pleasure. I'll see you then, bud.